And we appreciate all of our sponsors here on Party Line. It is Party Line on this Thursday. Glad to be with you. Thank you very much. Don't forget, we've got a little rain maybe coming this weekend, but don't let that bother you. Get out to the Old Hickory Days. It's going to be a lot of fun this weekend, Old Hickory Days, going on starting tomorrow night into Saturday evening, culminating with the tractor and truck pull. Going to be a lot of fun. All right, joining me now via phone is Gina Carson. Gina with Clinton County Autism Support Group. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I got you. So good to have you here this morning. So let's get right into it. So give us some updates on what you guys are doing as a group, the Clinton County Autism Support Group, and just what is it for people that may be moving into the community that may be impacted by autism that would love to be a part of a support group? How do they get a hold of you? But more than right now, let's talk more about what you are.
So, first off, the big news is the Clinton County Autism Support Group is still active. We meet every other month, the first Tuesday of the month. So we actually have a support group meeting coming up Tuesday, August 4th at 6 p.m. We meet at the Connecting Point Church's community room. They've been gracious to partner with us to give us space to really do whatever we want to do. But the really exciting news is the thing that we've been working on for years is we have finally become an official non-for-profit, a 501c3, and it is called Full Potential Services. Now, the reason why we're called Full Potential Services is because it really speaks to more about what we are doing and what we want to do and where we want to go with this. The Autism Support Group will become a program of Full Potential Services, but Full Potential Services is really about the entire intellectual and developmental disabilities community and helping each one of those individuals reach their full potential, whatever that may be. So you're going to see a lot more programs revolving around not just the autism community, but the entire intellectual and developmental disabilities community. So we're excited about that. It's been a long time coming, but we're finally there. So super excited about that. You know, we are a volunteer board of 10 folks that are passionate about the disabilities community. And like I said, Full Potential Services is really going to take on everything that the Autism Support Group was doing. We'll have the Autism Support Group. We're still going to do the walk. We're still going to do the prom. We're still going to do social circles. Social circles have really picked up, which if folks aren't familiar with social circles, we do them quarterly. And it's just an opportunity for the disabilities community to get together and for a fun activity. And it's all about having a good time, free of charge, those in the disabilities community, in a way for them to connect and build those lifelong relationships, those lifelong friendships, which is a big part of what we're about. So, yeah, so our special needs prom, which has always been about the entire disabilities community, not just the autism community, is actually coming up here pretty soon. Saturday, August 22nd from 6 to 8 at the Frankfort Moose Lodge. Again, very appreciative of those folks. We have partnered with them for several years now. They provide the venue. They provide the food. We usually get a volunteer DJ to provide the music. So the only thing that we fund as a group ourselves is the decorations. So now that we've become, you know, a non-for-profit, what do non-for-profits do? We're fundraising. So our first fundraiser is in connection with the prom.
Yeah,
we're actually doing. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just talking.
That's okay. Going back to the name Full Potential Services, I think that's a great name in the sense that because I think a lot of people, whether they're on a spectrum or not, whether they're dealing with a disability or not, I think most people don't really reach their full potential. So the opportunity to tap into full potential of what someone that might be a challenge with some whatever the issue that they're dealing with, to be able to maximize what they can do, I think it's a great name.
It It absolutely is, and because, like you said, everyone wants to reach their full potential. But those in the disabilities community are at a disadvantage sometimes in having the resources available to them to help them reach that, whatever that is. So, you know, long-term goal, when I say long-term goal, hopefully, you know, we have a timeline of about 2 years. We really want to open up a site where folks can come in and work on whatever skills they need to reach that full potential, whether it's, you know, helping train people to become employable, whether it's just providing a day program for people to come hang out and, again, have those friendships and develop those relationships with people, having individuals come and go on community outings, or, you know, finding volunteer opportunities for those individuals. You know, like I said, we're a couple years out from that because, one, that requires we've got a lot of work to do when it comes to funding. We really do. Any startup, not-for-profit, you know, starting from the ground up, you've got a lot of work to do. And then on top of that, we've also got to jump through hoops and do all the paperwork and get approved to be a Medicaid waiver provider in order to provide these services to individuals. So it'll be free to them, but it would be billed through their Medicaid waiver. So everything is a process, but we are so excited because, you know, we're one step closer to providing the services that we want to provide.
Yeah, and I think, so often there's that, you know, misconception about folks that have a disability that, you know, they're just limited in what they can do. But I see more and more of those limitations being broken and the kind of the sky's the limit for folks. That, I mean, I've known people with physical limitations and physical disabilities, mental, emotional, all of these things. But and maybe what, you know, what is a couple of misconceptions that people may have about those with autism?
So I think it's funny with autism. Autism, people either think they are super smart,
yeah,
which some of them very much are. Having autism does not automatically mean that you have an intellectual disability. Hmm. But also, not all of them are super smart. Like you said, it's a spectrum disorder. There is no one size fits all. And the thing about full potential services, instead of just the autism support group, a lot of our folks on the autism spectrum are dealing with multiple diagnoses. It's not just autism. So you've got autism, you've got cerebral palsy, you've got ADHD, you've got, you know, depression, Down syndrome. So a lot of those things go hand in hand. And so I think the biggest misconception is that people with autism are either super smart or they have an intellectual disability. And that's not necessarily the case. It just really depends on what else is going on with that individual that is working with that autism to make them who they are and how they function and how they navigate the world.
Yeah, and I would imagine there's a challenge there with trying to find out where you are on the spectrum. If a parent or anyone, and especially with adult autism, because I would imagine there's been a lot of folks over the years that have had issues with their brain. Maybe something's happened, maybe even a concussion or something that's taken place that has caused some type of damage that they've just lived with, and they may not even know what's going on. Is there ways, and is full potential, is that part, maybe some assessment? And how important is assessments in your world, Gina?
Early intervention is huge. Obviously, the sooner you can get any diagnosis, any type of medical, and I hate to use the word label because I know there's a big stigma about using labels and people not wanting to know, you know, people not wanting you to know what they have, because then people will judge you based upon your diagnosis. So early intervention is key, because the sooner you can get that diagnosis, the sooner you can get supports in place. So Full Potential Services, we probably are not going to get into that type of thing. That's still going to have to come from your doctor's offices, your psychology offices, that. But once you have that, then you'll be able to come to us, and we will be able to work with your individualized plan to develop a program around your specific need. But like I said, we're a couple years out from that. Right now, we are working on raising funds to get to where we need to go. We are continuing with Social Circle, PROM, the Walk a Mile for Autism, the Autism Support Group. But our first fundraiser is kind of going along with our PROM. We're doing a 50-50 raffle because, you know, what a great way to raise funds. Not only are we raising funds, but somebody else has the opportunity, you know, to win a little cash. So, you know, how fun is that? If anyone's interested in getting involved in that, we'll gladly sell tickets up until the event. We will draw the winner on the event the night of PROM. You don't have to be present to win. Just give me a call and I can hook you up. I will deliver tickets. I will meet somewhere with tickets. We don't have a physical office, a physical location, although, again, we're working closely with the church because they have been so accommodating to us to give us space whenever we need space. But if anyone has any questions about what we're doing or they want to get involved in the fundraiser portion, they can just give me a call at 765-650-1220. More than happy to talk with you. They can also contact any of our other board members. If you know any of these folks, you can talk to them also. It's myself, Chrissy Earle, who is very involved with the Clinton County Special Olympics, Michelle Keene, which is all, her daughter is also involved with Special Olympics, and she might even be a coach, and Alan Downing, and then that's our executive committee. And then we've got our other board members, which is Sandra Stevenson. She's the director of the Clinton County ARC. And then we've got Wendy Flack. And I know a lot of folks know Wendy through the catering business. And Edith Garcia. She's kind of our Hispanic liaison. And then Felicia Head, Tammy Neese, and Jennifer Harper. Any of those people, if you know those people, you have questions about what we're doing, connect with those people, and we'll get you the information you need. But we're really excited.
Okay, and let's go back over events that are coming up. You've got the fundraiser, which is the special needs PROM. You're going to have the raffle in that. Give us the dates again. Excuse me, it's going to be at the Moose Lodge, correct?
Yep, Saturday, August 22nd. From 6 to 8 p.m., so we will sell raffle tickets from now up until that evening. We will have somebody randomly draw a name that evening. You don't have to be present to win. If you want to come to our PROM and check it out and, you know, just, you know, dance with our folks, if there's a free meal, you want to see what we're all about, you know, you're more than welcome to come. But we will draw a name. If you're not there, you know, we'll call you and let you know. The other thing that we're doing that night is we're trying to put together a Clinton County basket, because we really want to embrace our community and be involved in the community. So we're trying to go around to different businesses and gather some goodies from Clinton County small businesses, and we're going to put this huge Clinton County basket together. I'm hoping it's a huge Clinton County basket, and then we'll do a silent auction for that, and we'll run that during the PROM. We'll have all of our stuff collected the night before, so we'll put that online. You've got to follow us on Facebook, though, because we'll run that off of Facebook, and we'll run that evening. So, hey, Shan, if you got some ice cream or some coupons or something like that you want to donate, man, we'd love to have them.
Awesome. Well, make sure come down to the chamber. We'll figure something out. We'll get some things together between all the all the businesses that we have as chamber members. In fact, our membership of luncheon is going to be tomorrow. I'm going to be talking a little bit about that. And so, come on down, and we'll hook you up. So,
yeah, that's awesome. But yeah, so we're going around and we're collecting different things. You know, we've got things from Frito and Zachary, and you know, Granny's Goodies and Lulu's. We've got some folks, but we hopefully our volunteer board members are out getting stuff too. But that's the thing. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of talking. It's a lot of educating people on who we are. And it's all volunteer work. We're all just, you know, passionate about the disabilities community and making things happen for them. And so, yeah. We have another, our big fundraiser, I think, is going to be something fun. It's coming up in October, so hopefully I'll come back in toward the end of September and kind of announce what that's going to be, because it's something new. You know how fundraising not-for-profit is. You got to find that one thing that nobody else is doing. You find that niche, you know, that niche
right.
Fundraising event, so people will buy into it. So I think this might be it, but we'll see.
Well, Gina, you're doing the Lord's work. We appreciate you. 765-650-1220. That's your number, correct?
It is.
Okay, so people can get a hold of you, buy a raffle ticket, get to the prom. There's so many things going on, you guys do great work. Tell Chloe we said hi, and make sure that as we see this, I see so many folks that are impacted, especially by autism, really more so than we probably have ever seen. I think it's becoming more.
I think people are just being diagnosed. I mean, I think there's so many years that people knew something. I even hate to use the word, but, you know, back in the day, everybody was just labeled retarded, okay?
Yeah.
But that's just not the case. So the stats right now are 1 in 31. So chances are you know somebody with autism.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you don't even realize it because, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, is that just socialization, you know, and just trying to fit in and not, you know, saying the right words or not knowing how to navigate your surroundings. And it's, you know, it's a neurological disorder, and it really affects your social interactions. So you may not even know that you're speaking to someone with autism.
Right, right. And, you know, and I say the best vet you can be is just be yourself. don't try. Because the folks that I know that are that I greatly love and appreciate, that are on the spectrum, they sense a fake pretty quick, you know. So
they feel it. They know it. They absolutely, and they also know who's comfortable around them.
Yeah.
And they know who's not comfortable around them. And I think that is a big, you know, that's a good point and a big thing to point out is we as a society have to learn how to accept people for who they are. Instead of trying to make everyone normal, so-called normal,
mm-hmm.
we really need to just accept them and meet them right where they're at.
Amen. Amen. Totally agree. All right, Gina, thank you so much. We will catch
you
soon, coming up to October. Enjoy the rest of the summer.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, thanks
a lot. Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Gina Carson, you can get a hold of her, 765-650-1220. Make sure you get a raffle ticket, get involved, and if the Lord's leading you, help them out. You know, find some way to help. This is a great group. Full Potential Services, just starting and just getting it plugged in to this new ministry that they're going to be that's already begun. It's been going on for a long time, but they're getting ready to make it official and make it completely a nonprofit organization. So check those out. Hey, speaking of that, we've got a great day planned tomorrow down at the chamber. If you're a chamber member, you get a free lunch. Don't you get a free lunch, because you get a free lunch if you're a chamber member tomorrow. Come down to the Iron Block, 11:30 to 1. We've got lunch. We're going to have some pork burgers and hamburgers and hot dogs and chips. We appreciate Frito-Lay helping us out with that. And we're going to have some good stuff tomorrow. Also, Tom Piercy is going to be speaking at noon. He's going to be teasing what he's going to be talking about on Monday, Monday night at the Skanta Theater. So if you got a chance to go see that full-blown presentation, that's going to be Monday night, 6 o'clock. And I appreciate Debbie Pearson for connecting everybody and making all this happen. She was the one that connected all the dots and got Tom engaged here with the radio station and with me at being connecting him at the for the membership meeting tomorrow. So it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow, 11:30 to 1. Come on out and experience some good food and, you know, a little more about the JFK assassination and the cover-up afterwards. Tom Piercy, very highly involved, being part of the CIA, you know, program and working and seeing, being privy to a lot of those files and a lot of the information. We really appreciate him taking some time. And he's a Clinton Countyan. He grew up right here in Frankfort, Indiana. So very proud of all the work that he has done and how he has participated. In fact, he's one of the Hall of Famers. He's a Hot Dog Hall of Famer. So, again, Tom Piercy going to be there tomorrow at the Iron Block and then again Monday night at Skanta Theater. Don't forget, Old Hickory Days is coming up on tomorrow night, Friday night. You can go get the fish fry. You can have a pork burger or whatever at our place and go to the fish fry there downtown Colfax. There at Perry Township Volunteer Fire Department fish fry going on from 5 to 8 o'clock tomorrow night. It will be great. And don't let the weather bother you. And who knows? The weather could just, and it's Indiana. I mean, it can all dissipate. It may not be much of anything, but regardless, even if it's raining, bring an umbrella, enjoy the time. Let's connect as community. We do appreciate Jamie Blacker joining us earlier this morning, talking about the tractor or truck pull that's going to be happening Saturday night at Old Hickory Days. And I certainly appreciate Chris from Coca Craft Roasters and coffee. Oh my goodness, really good stuff. I know it made you probably a little hungry, so it's probably a good time right now to head on down to Coca. I might just join you. Down at Coca's at 63 East Clinton Street, right next to Pepe's on the corner of Jackson and Clinton Street. Really good stuff. You don't want to not get out of town without getting a cup of coffee there from Coca's. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. Until next week, good Lord willing, we'll be back with you next Tuesday. I pray that you all have a great weekend. Enjoy the rest of your summer. School starting for a lot of places next week. We're in the football practice. A lot of things happening. Enjoy it. Take a break. You know, take a pause. Sometimes we don't do that enough. And I am the chief among sinners. So take a pause. Enjoy life. And appreciate you listening to us each and every day. Until then, be courageous and stay obedient. We'll talk to you soon.